For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Former Missouri Tigers football player Michael Sam publicly came out as gay this weekend in interviews with ESPN, The New York Times, and Out Sports. For more on the story, here's Casey Morrell.
Michael Sam was a first-team All-American defensive lineman and was named the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year this past season, his last one in college football. His announcement is making headlines because he is widely expected to be drafted into the NFL later this year. If he gets picked by one of the league's 32 teams, Sam would be the NFL's first openly gay player. Sid Ziegler is the co-founder of OutSports, a sports website that helped break the story. He says Sam's coming out is a monumental day for the LGBT community.
It's the most important coming out, I think, that the gay sports world has had, and maybe that the gay people in general have had. So it's super important, and I think we're going to see the repercussions of it for years to come.
In an interview with the New York Times, Sam said he came out to his teammates this past August. Many of them have taken to Twitter to post messages supporting their former teammate. In Columbia, I'm Casey Morrell.
Missouri lawmakers are considering an overhaul of the state's criminal laws this year that would include the creation of new felony and misdemeanor classes. But within the 1,100-page bill is a more substantive change in the state's drug policy. The Senate measure, endorsed by a committee this week, would reduce the penalties for first-time marijuana possession offenders. Instead of facing a year in jail and a $1,000 fine, offenders would only be subject to a maximum $500 fine. The bill would also reduce the maximum prison sentence for other drug possession charges. Similar House legislation, however, would leave the penalties the same as current law. Its sponsor says the criminal code overhaul should be separate from changing Missouri's drug policy. Missouri lawmakers appear to agree with Governor Jay Nixon that public colleges and universities should get more money next year. But some lawmakers want to put part of that money toward building improvements instead of devoting it to operations as proposed by Nixon. House Budget Committee Chairman Rick Stream says he wants to make use of a 2012 law that authorizes state money for college building projects that generate a 50% match through private donations. Under the program, 5 university campuses have submitted a total of 8 applications for building projects that seek an aggregate of nearly $43 million from the state. Nixon included no money in his budget plan for the buildings. A central Missouri county has been told by a federal judge that it must issue a license to inmates without requiring the person to fill out the marriage license application in the presence of the county recorder of deeds or their deputy. U.S. District Judge Gary Fenner ruled Thursday in response to a lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Missouri against Manitowoc County on behalf of 3 women who plan to marry inmates at Tipton Correctional Center later this month. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Fenner said the wedding ceremonies were at risk because the plaintiffs couldn't get marriage licenses. He called Missouri's law on license applications unconstitutional when applicants are physically unable to appear because they are incarcerated in the county. Hundreds of people who have developmental disabilities could begin receiving publicly funded services as Missouri officials tackle a waiting list for in-home services that now stands at almost 1,400 people. Governor Jay Nixon is proposing nearly $24 million for in-home services for people who qualify for Medicaid that officials say would cover 970 people. The Department of Mental Health says about 500 people would remain on the waiting list that several years ago stood at more than 2,000 people. The Republican-led state Senate last week voted along party lines to defeat Democrats' latest attempt to expand Medicaid, which would include mental health coverage for an estimated 50,000 uninsured Missourians. A day after the vote, Governor Jay Nixon reiterated his support for Medicaid expansion at an event in Columbia. KBIA's Katie Heiler has this report.
Speaking at the Burrell Behavioral Health Center in Columbia, Governor Nixon says he was not surprised by the outcome of the vote, saying it only shows that future attempts to expand Medicaid should include bipartisan reforms.
The way to move forward is to look at ways we can reform and improve the system, not merely take the systems we have and just expand it. So in that sense, I think that it sets out a clear marker that in order for us to move forward, we're going to have to work together, use these precious Missourians' tax dollars in Missouri to improve that system.
The governor's office estimates an expansion of the program will yield a savings of $94.2 million next year. State Department of Mental Health Director Keith Schaefer says Medicaid expansion would allow his agency to offer more than just crisis services to the uninsured. It would likely extend coverage to young adults experiencing early signs of mental illness, when proper treatment could produce significantly better outcomes.
If we had this program in place, we could follow those people all the way through, not just at the crisis point, but then helping them to get the kind of counseling they need, the kind of medications they need, and then providing the kind of community support they need to go ahead and survive in the community.
For the past year, Republicans have refused to expand the insurance program, calling it an expensive, broken system. But Democrats plan to continue attempts at expansion. Nixon's plan, backed by Senate Democrats, would leverage federal funds to expand health care coverage to an estimated 300,000 Missourians who currently lack insurance. Reporting from Columbia, I'm Katie Heiler.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarik.